2%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-970-8011. And don't forget to watch the 2011 Quicken Loans Carrier Classic on ESPN November 11th.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, and MLS number 3030.
Corvette lovers, earn entries today for your chance to win a brand new 2012 Corvette from Casino Queen. Every Friday night from 7 to 9, two winners will be selected every 30 minutes for key drawings. Grand prize drawing November 11th for a 2012 Corvette provided by Jack Schmidt Chevrolet. Put the pedal to the metal and start earning entries today for your brand new 2012 Corvette only at Casino Queen. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome to the Regulation Rodeo, where Missourians try and hang on to their jobs.
The last thing we need is EPA regulation that would slam Missouri families and businesses with higher energy costs, bucking even more of us from good-paying jobs. The U.S. House of Representatives has done its part. Now it's time for President Obama to tell his EPA to hold their horses. Visit energyformissourijobs.org to learn what you can do to protect your job. Paid for by Energy for Missouri Jobs.
Hear all the Missouri Tiger football action every week on KTRS. Brought to you by Walter Knoll Florist. Walter Knoll Florist, your personal florist since 1883. Go to WKF.com. Proud sponsor of Missouri football.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Wow, you must have had a great party before I went all funhouse mirror on you.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Almost ready. Just a quick chair adjustment. There it is.
Oh, wow.
Oh man.
That was quite an adjustment.
Usually you sigh after that, but you sighed before.
And I asked, I said, extra thick seat cushioning. It's supposed to muffle that.
A dampener.
Apparently not thick enough.
Wow.
Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon on a... how about this weather?
Man.
Why can't they be playing here in this weather? Of course, when they come back, it falls apart. And we're going to give you a break from the baseball talk, primarily because I'm too stupid to talk about it. But I do just have a couple of quick observations I'd like to throw out, and we'll get this thing started. How about the national anthem as sung by Trace Adkins? Did you hear it?
No.
Fantastic. You know who he is?
Yes, but I didn't
Big
hear
deep
it.
Voice.
He was on The Apprentice.
Oh, say, can you see? Big deep voice. I mean, it was wonderful. Now, and how about the score Saturday night. We're applauding Saturday night. Yeah.
Now, seems like forever ago.
One other thing, regardless of your political leanings, because this has nothing to do with that or what you think of George W. Bush, and what I think of him is irrelevant, I think, to you. But put that aside. Did you see him throw that ball at him?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Let me tell you something. First of all, not only did he not stand and give it any thought or preparation, he just walked out, and as soon as he was at the mound, just threw it right over the plate. And
Nolan Ryan
caught it, And the place went crazy. I'm going to tell you something. That's as good a throw.
Yeah. Yeah, what happened? Because I heard it went all the way back to the, did he just hit, miss
Noah
it?
No, and Ryan missed it, yeah.
Because they cut away. They
that's
cut
as
away
good a pitch by anybody who was, and now the first pitch, please welcome. I don't think I've ever seen one much better, unless it was by some former pitcher who came back. That was unbelievable. And, of course, you're in Texas, so the crowd went crazy. I mean, they love him, and What a fun thing that was to watch. And you, again, folks, you have to, if you don't like him, then you separate that. I'm just talking about, I told my wife, I said, he had to have gone out there earlier in the day and said, let me have a couple of practice, because either that or
I think he played sports.
Oh,
I know
he did. No, he owned the team, for goodness sake.
Yeah, right. So
but that was, I couldn't believe what I saw. I just thought, my goodness, that was great. I enjoyed that. I didn't enjoy the rest of what happened after that, but not one, home run, no score, no nothing. Four to nothing at the end or something like
yeah.
that. But here's the good news. You're 2-2, so they're coming back here. Now, let me ask you a question, and I'm not asking this because I believe it. I'm asking, do you think it's possible? Because somebody said this to me, and when he first said it to me, I said, you know, I think that actually could happen, because I believe that we live in a world that is controlled by a small number of wealthy, powerful people. I think almost everything we do is controlled by a small number of wealthy, powerful people. The movie industry, the sporting events, all of them, politics, government, very powerful people. True. who pretend they're doing it for us. Well, we did it for the fans. No, you didn't. You didn't move the Cardinal games to the station for the fans, and you didn't move it back for the fans. If you did, you wouldn't have made either move to begin with. Now, that's BS. Do you think that it's possible? And please, again, remember, I'm not saying I think this, but when it was posed and brought up, I thought, you know what, that wouldn't surprise me. And then I'll tell you, after I thought about it, why I thought maybe not, that this whole thing, this World Series, by design, will come back to St. Louis. In other words, there's a lot of money to be made in 7 games for a lot of people. Now, hang on. For a lot of people. A lot more than in 4 games. And if you don't come back to St. Louis for a game or two, all the restaurants, all the hotels, there's huge money at stake. So the question is, one, not do you think that it happens or has happened, do you think it's possible that in a room somewhere, and I'll go each one of you one at a time, behind closed doors, the people who have the power could say, look, let's do this. Let's make sure this goes 6 games. And all it takes is for this player or that player to just kind of, you know, deliberately, Pion, you think that's possible?
No.
Tina?
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
I don't either.
Yeah, because I went back and looked. I wanted to see when was the last 7-game World Series, and it was like in 2002. There's been, I think the last 2 years, it was 4-1 and 4-none. So,
well, and I'll tell you why. At first I thought, wow, that wouldn't surprise me if I found out that the fix was in. And then I thought about, if that were true, we'd have a whole lot of 7-game World Series, because why wouldn't they do 6 or 7 every year if they could manipulate it? And here's the other thing. The other problem with that is any team and team owner and city's goal is to win. And if you deliberately throw a game away, you're stupid.
Well,
because if you've got it in the bag and you know you can do it in 4, you get it done and slam the door and that's the end of it.
Well, and if you try to do it every year, that's a lot of people that know. About that. So, yeah, it's impossible to...
But that's one of the very few things in life that I don't think is controlled by people who... I think politics is a joke. I think most of us are so completely naive and stupid that if you don't think every president of the United States is bought and paid for and put in with money and controlled by money, then I think you are very naive. Money wins. It gets you elected. And then that money that got you elected somehow... they expect reimbursement. And if you don't believe that, I think you're nuts. And I think that's true with a lot of things. I think there are. I also think there are a few people in Hollywood who are on the A-list. Doesn't it seem funny to you that every movie made in the last, I don't know, take 2 or 3 years, is the same 24 people? It's Owen Wilson. It's Jack Black. It's George Clooney. There are a lot of actors. A lot of actors. A lot of people who you say to yourself, wow, whatever happened to... And they were good actors, and they just fell off the face of the earth. They didn't decide to quit acting. They fell off the A-list. They didn't perform a sex thing on somebody they should have. They didn't pay back a loan. I'm serious. They didn't kiss the right butt. They're off the list. A phone call was made, and you're done. And I think that to get that money and those homes and those cars, that bank account and those perks, you've got to be willing to play that game and do what has to be done to the very powerful people. I believe that. And a lot of people aren't willing to do it. There's a guy in the St. Louis area. I have him on my iPod. He's a tremendous singer. He came in here one day and we played a cut from the CD he recorded in Nashville. He's terrific. He got just to that point. He was just on the verge of stepping into the big world of country music and being a star, and he absolutely could not accept what they wanted back from him and the demands and the control. Because once they sign you and they know you're good, they hand you an itinerary, and you realize that for the next 10 years, you get a total of 18 hours sleep. And here's where you're going to be, and you're going to travel, and you're going to go, and screw your family. We don't care about Christmas with them. We've got a gig and a big concert, and you're going to go there. It's part of the deal. Read the fine print that you didn't read.
All right.
You signed this. I believe that.
Yeah, there was a segment on Clive Owen on CBS Sunday Morning. I think it was either this...
He's an actor, right?
Yes.
Clive Davis?
Clive Davis. Clive Davis, music executive.
Clive Davis is huge.
Yeah, and, you know, it was in another kind of deal where, he told those people once he picked them and he was going to be behind them, he goes, all right, now listen to me. Everything,
Because they're putting a lot of money. You know how much, it takes a ton of money to record, distribute, promote, book, set up. I mean, I'm not talking just concerts, distribution of recording. It takes a lot of people involved. You better deliver. And to do it, they know the formula. And it takes this many concert dates, this many recording dates, this many songs have to be written. And here's your deadline date to have these songs recorded or written if you're a writer. I don't know how the kids like Taylor Swift handle the pressure. But I guess some don't. Look, every other day you read somebody's autobiography or biography and you finally realize they were high for 15 years on coke or who knows what all just to get through the pressure of it. All we see is the cars and the houses and the money and the glitz and the flashes and the award shows. There are lots of closed-door meetings where that person who to us has the world by the tail in that room is the slave and is owned by the people talking to them. And while they're in there, they're telling them exactly what they will and won't do. Now, they may walk out and be a big star and a big deal, but when they're in the room with the people who own them, it's yassa, yassa, and nosa, and yassa. I understand. And it's literally, to me, in some ways, like you're being owned. Rewards are great. Pressures are tremendous. I don't know that I could balance that. Not sure. Anybody have any Burke segment stuff? Tina, you look so cute today.
No, thank you.
I mean, really, you get cuter every Monday that I come in. I go, what spa did she go to this weekend?
Right, yeah.
What rejuvenating spa did she attend?
You forget over the weekend just how cute she is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. You really do.
You forget over the weekend.
Burke segment, anybody?
Mine's kind of boring.
Oh, I doubt it.
Yeah.
Let the audience judge.
Yeah.
What do you have?
Throw it out there.
All right, well...
throw something out there.
Yesterday...
my troubles seem so far away.
Yeah. And you always hear these things in the news. Well, I was one of those people that found, like, a money bag.
Really?
Stop it!
What?
No, it was in the Home Depot thing, and I was checking out the new drywall. It's supposed to be so much lighter.
A bank bag?
Now, what is nude drywall?
No.
It's new. It's supposed to be lighter than the regular drywall. But, and I was going down the aisle with my cart, and I saw a bank bag there. And it's like, oh, a bank bag. And I picked it up, and I was like, oh, there's something in this bank bag. So So then my first inclination was to raise it up in the air and go, hey, does this belong to somebody?
Stupid. Yeah. That would have been stupid.
I know, so I didn't.
Because I would have been the guy in the store that would have said, this is mine.
I just set that down there. Thank you.
Here, here's $10.
So I took it to the gal, and I didn't think about opening it, but she did.
Sure you didn't.
I didn't.
Wait a minute.
What do you mean you didn't? Why wouldn't you think
about it? I don't
know. Was it a zip bag?
Yeah, it was zipped. I just didn't.
Why wouldn't you open it?
I don't know.
The first thing I would
could tell there was something in it just by feeling it.
The first thing I would do is shove it right in my purse.
You know what I did? I take it right out to the car.
Well, no, I mean saying, you know, I was putting her
in. I put it in my car, lock the doors, rifle through it, then decide what the next step
would be.
Hey,
I found this bank bag with $4 bills in it.
Yeah.
No, I gave it to a gal that worked there, and then she opened it. And then she was like, oh, somebody's going to be really happy you turned this in. And then suddenly I wanted to know how much was, well, how much was in there, but I didn't ask.
You didn't even ask?
Wait, hold on.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait a second. What is wrong with you?
What business is of mine to ask?
Here's what business it is. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers. That's what business it is.
Right.
I think she went right over and put it in some safe or
something. No, she went over and put it in her purse and took it home. Naive.
Oh, my
party
goodness.
Party of one. Tina,
what?
That is not normal to not want to know what you found. You found money. It's not normal.
It's not.
And you trust, you're so trusting, you think that whoever you gave it to went over, well, thank you so much, we'll find the rightful owner. No, they're buying Christmas gifts right now.
Yeah.
With that money that you could have been buying Christmas gifts with.
Wow. Oh, man.
And I guess they can't really make an announcement, could they? If someone lost a bank bag because...
Well, they could because they could say, no, describe the bag, what bank was it, and how much was in it.
That's a good idea.
But you could have done that.
Yeah.
You could have said, I have a bag. Would you please announce there's a bag missing? And I will hold on to it until the rightful owner comes forward. And if they don't, then Merry Christmas to you. But you didn't do that because you're a dark-haired blonde. Wow. I'm serious. The very first thing with me to be open it and see how much was in it. That's a normal.
Sure.
Wonder how much is in here. Not you. Not you.
Not normal.
Anybody else have something dumb they did? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
One more little thing.
Okay.
But it's kind of embarrassing, but I'm going to tell it anyway.
Good. We'd love to hear it.
Well, I went into this little store to buy a new adult toy.
Oh, my God. This is great.
And, wow. You know, you kind of want to just sneak in. And I walked in, and the gal's like, hi, how you doing? I'm like,
hi, Tina.
Oh, Tina, it's you again.
I never saw her before.
Wow, how many of these things can you possibly
Where
use?
Have you been?
Well, you went through another one.
But I was so worried she was going to go, can I help you find something?
You in for the new 3X Turbo?
Turbo Thermos?
So I just kind of acted like I knew where stuff was, and I kept walking around and looking, and I finally found the section I wanted. There was like 5 million of them. But in the meantime, other people come in. And you don't actually want to look up or anything.
Yeah.
So I took it to the counter, and I was like, okay, you know, just ring it out. I'll give you the money. I wasn't going to use my charge card because I didn't want her to know my name. Then this guy walks behind me. I'm like, oh, crap, just put it in the bag. She's like, do you mind if I check this out to make sure it works? So she opened it up.
She didn't check it out.
Yeah, she did. She put batteries in.
She put it in her pants?
Oh, no.
In her pants.
If it would work with the batteries.
I thought she meant check it out.
Hold on. I'll be right back. 10 minutes.
Hey, see, I'll see if this is good. You go behind, then you hear.
She put them in right there in front of me.
Yeah, but, it works.
It's just hard to be discreet when somebody's putting batteries in your thing.
Then
she finally put it in the bag, and I was walking out, and the guy behind me put something on the counter. She's like, oh, that stuff's great. My boyfriend uses that. I'm thinking, oh, that poor guy. Ooh. You know, he probably just
wanted to get
it. Yeah,
what are you embarrassed about the guy knowing about what you're doing?
Yeah,
he's in
the
there,
deal.
Too.
When you're in a store like that, everybody else in there is in there for something adult. So why would you care
who's talking? Yeah, but the only other time I've been in there is to buy a gag gift. You know, how they have those.
I got a gag gift for you. It'll gag you as soon as the show's over.
Oh, my God.
Don't waste your money.
Wow.
Oh, crap. Wow, I can't believe you said that.
So now listen, since you're the one. You can't believe I said that. You're the one that started this off, so I went to an adult store and had a sex toy. So let's go back a little and get a little more of an idea. You purchased something that runs on batteries. Well, it's pretty obvious. Battery operated. I think everybody knows it's not a transistor radio. And
it's got my back. I had some pain in my back.
Back pain.
Yeah, I bought it.
Why did you need a new one? Was the other one worn out?
Broken.
Or broke? You broke it? Wow. Wow.
The wire.
Yeah.
You go, girl.
The wire came out.
You couldn't take the stress.
You go, girl.
What came out?
There was a wire, and it got loose.
Uh-huh.
Well.
Wow. You destroyed that thing. She's going to keep going back until they make one that can handle it.
Yeah, I want one without a short.
It was the free one I had. Remember the lady sent a bag full of stuff a couple years ago?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't, it was out of that bag. We still have stuff in that drawer over there.
I need to check that drawer out. That's a good story.
Okay, that's all I have.
But it always has... I went in the 1970s. I had a job in downtown St. Louis, and I didn't like working downtown because I didn't like there was no parking. So lunch would come, and I had an hour to kill. It was a real job where you go, you have an hour for lunch. So I remember I'd walk the streets, and there was an adult store. And when you're in your 20s, you can't look at enough naked women.
No.
They don't print enough.
In your 20s, in your 30s.
Okay, 60s.
40s.
Yeah, 50s. Yeah, that hopefully that doesn't go away.
No, trust me, it doesn't. In fact, well...
Get to worse.
I go in this store, and they had a lot of magazines and some VHS stuff, but you can't rifle through VHS tapes. So and the magazines, a lot of them had cellophane on them where you could. I just remember whatever this magazine was, I looked at it and I thought, I cannot believe they would have a magazine with whatever was on the cover had to be a small. So I. Trying to very gently
pull the paper.
Pull the cellophane to the side.
Pull the cellophane out. And they had, you know, those big corner mirrors where you can see the whole store from the corner.
Uh-huh.
And I had on a gray suit. I still remember the suit. I had a gray pinstripe suit because I had like a really adult job. And over the store speaker thing, this guy says, you in the corner in the gray suit, if you're going to buy the magazine, fine. Otherwise, do not. And they start, and everybody looks, and it's me. Yeah, you in gray suit, southwest corner of the store. You going to buy it? If you're not, put it back, and do not try to take the cellophane off. I could not get out fast enough. I remember how embarrassed I was. But then I got to thinking, well, if somebody in there had said, hey, and recognized me,
right.
I would have
seen
them,
too.
Hey,
you're there, too. Yeah.
Yeah, hi, Pastor.
Well, that's what they had on that Brad Pitt one. Remember I brought that in here, that Playgirl? They had that covered.
Yes.
You couldn't see it.
That had to sell a lot to women of magazine. She showed us a picture of Brad Pitt, ladies, with his wiener.
Well, not me. I didn't look at it.
Well, I didn't look at it.
Did too.
Yeah,
I looked at it, and then when I realized what I was looking at, I looked away.
Whoa.
No, you know what I did? I will tell you the truth.
They don't have any girls in Playgirl?
No, you know what I did? Here, and honest to goodness, and Tina should remember this. When I saw Brad Pitt, and it was a pretty clear telephoto lens picture. No. I was glad I saw it, because let me tell you something, ladies. Pitt is no big deal in that department. Am I right? He's very average. And I felt a lot better after I saw that. I thought, well, hallelujah. Every woman thinks just because a guy's got looks like Clooney or Pitt that, you know, they're like a stallion. Nope. He's your standard, average,
no big deal. It wasn't a pencil or anything like that.
No, but it wasn't a Clydesdale.
But a python like we have.
Well, he was very average. Very average.
What I take away from that is you felt better after you saw Brad Pitt naked. That's bottom line.
Yeah. That's all he hears.
That's all I heard.
You could say that. You could say that. We're going to talk about the Tool Belt team, and Dan's going to take your calls. I see names on the screen. We'll add more. Give me a moment to tell you about a great service, a great company that you're going to be really glad you heard about here, and it's the Tool Belt team. It's a handyman service. I give the numbers, the phone numbers, 314-969-KTRS if you want to call. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. This is a terrific handyman service. I'm getting great emails from people who are very, very happy that the pipe they had that leaked doesn't leak anymore, that the door they've been meaning to have put in and hung is now done. The hole in the wall is patched and taped and spackled and painted, and the ceiling fan that they wanted to install that's been in the box, but the son-in-law who said he'd do it and never did it, never showed up, and they got finally fed up and decided, let's put the ceiling fan in. And by the way, I don't put ceiling fans in either. That looks like a simple thing. It's not. It never is.
you know, you finish it and then you turn it on and there's that one blade clink, 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 clink as it goes around that's hitting something and you got to figure out what's wrong. Nah, let somebody do it that knows what they're doing. Toilet that won't stop running, tool belt team will stop it. Missing a vent for the dryer, tool belt team. Outlet doesn't work, you don't know why. Used to have power, no juice, tool belt team. Handymen, good ones, affordable rates, but quality work. Carpentry, painting, plumbing, electrical, you get the idea. TheToolBeltTeam.com or give them a call at 314-966-1895. The Tool Belt Team.
With a look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, the only incident we have going on now, it's a water main break, and that's on the eastbound 70 ramp to Bercher. Other than that, eastbound 70 is slow from Salisbury to the Edward Jones Dome. Westbound 70, a little bit heavy around Mid Rivers Mall Drive through also around 79. And then southbound 270, getting heavier in the volume, slowing from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report is brought to you by Subway Restaurants. October is now Anytober at Subway Restaurants. Get any regular footlong sub for $5 starting at 7 a.m. Subway, eat fresh. Prices and participation may vary, plus tax where applicable. Excludes premium subs, additional charge for extras. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou, especially on Mizzou Mondays this fall. Tune in tonight from 6 till 9 for Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon and the Big 550 KTRS.
How would you like to join other KTRS listeners? In Hawaii, you'll depart St. Louis March 2nd and spend 12 days in paradise, where the average daytime temperature is 73 degrees. In March, you'll sail aboard NCL's state-of-the-art Pride of America, a newer freestyle ship that's all casual, with no formal nights. You'll be dining when and where you want. You'll visit Kauai, Maui, and on the Big Island, the orchid capital of the world, Hilo, as well as the sleepy fishing village of Kona. Plus, you'll spend four nights in Waikiki Beach, with sightseeing included. Prices including airfare from St. Louis start at only $2,828. A terrific price for everything included. For your brochure, call YMT Vacations at 1-800-736-7300. Space is limited, so call today. 1-800-736-7300 to travel with other KTRS listeners departing March 2nd. Call 1-800-736-7300.
Your new smile is a day away. Dentures and Dental Services of Arnold can provide you with a full set of dentures in one day starting at $299. Just $299 for a quality set of dentures. A new set of dentures for an all-star smile. Call Dentures and Dental Services now. 636-287-9331. They also offer premium dentures at a fraction of the cost. That number again is 636-287-9331. Their general dentistry office. Complete exam. Exams, crowns for $6.95, bridges and partials $39 for simple extractions with immediate dentures. Hit a home run today. Trust your dental care to the caring staff at Dentures and Dental Services of Arnold. In most cases, they accept and file your insurance for you. Providers are general dentists and not specialists. Thomas J. Kennedy of Missouri DDS PC and Associates. Don't wait. Call today, 636-287-9331. Your all-star smile is a day away.
Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction, and I want to thank everyone that has supported us over the last 10 years. With your help, we have grown to become a nationally ranked exterior remodeling company. We currently hold three Angie's List Super Service Awards for roofing, siding, and windows. Qualified remodeler ranks Lane House in the top 500 nationwide at 327, up from 414 last year. For roofing, siding, windows, or gutters, call Lane House Construction, 314-845-2166 or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Mike Kelly here. Get to the all-new West County Nissan for 0% financing for 60 months on Altimas and Rogues. Lease a Rogue for $199, Altima for $189, or Sentra just $169 a month. Plus, get discounts up to $10,000 off. West County Nissan, now open 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin. Or go to westcountynissan.com. Special APRs in lieu of rebates. Includes all rebates and incentives. 39-month lease, TT&L not included, 12,000 miles per year. Pricing per month, $29.95 down and $19.95 down on Central.
In every pet shelter, there are countless stories of hope. There's Brenda and her dog, Devo.
People talk about choosing pets, and Devo chose me.
Lori and her cat, Arthur.
We know that we're taking care of them. The irony is that once they become part of your family, they take care of you.
Making a real difference for life with people and pets. That's what inspired Purina One Brand Pet Foods to help create the One Hope Network, a movement dedicated to increasing pet adoptions. Find out more by visiting onehope.org.
The Home Depot has made a special buy. Right now, Sylvania 60-watt Double Life 8-packs of incandescent bulbs are only $3.97 each. That works out to less than 50 cents a bulb, which also works out nicely for your wallet. So come in, stock up, and save on Sylvania 60-watt Double Life 8-packs right now, only $3.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only 57-watt bulbs in California.
This time of year, we all rely on our furnace. But there are some things to check to keep you safe and warm.
A tip from your friends at Mango, Missouri's Association of Natural Gas Operators.
You got to be sure and keep the area around your furnace clean. Don't leave things lying too close to it. And same goes for your water heater. If your heating system has air filters, you want to change those every year too. And if your house has a fireplace, make sure the flue is clear. Oh, and always have your gas appliances installed and serviced by qualified professionals.
Learn more natural gas safety tips at mosafegas.com.
At Brunswick Zone XL in St. Peter's, get a free $10 game card with meals in Striker's Bar and Grill, Sunday through Friday. More at brunswickzone.com.
Brother bought a coconut, he bought it for the dime. His sister had another one, she baited for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank them for
the next phone call. What do you say? Barry's been home a long, long time. Hello, Barry, how are you?
Hi, Frank, I am AM in the PS.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's going
on? I have a question for you, sir.
Sure.
If you don't mind, did you watch the two games over the weekend?
Yes, I did. I you know what? I did. I watched the parts of both games, because I was in Kansas City and we were with friends. We went to dinner, so we kind of recorded part and, you know, caught it in pieces. But yeah, parts of both.
Did you see the service people singing?
No.
Mason, God Bless America.
No, I did not.
Seventh inning.
I didn't.
They did a beautiful job on it. I'll tell you, I salute them. They did fantastic.
Did you see Trace Atkins do the national anthem?
Yes. Yes.
I thought he was very solid.
It was outstanding.
Yeah.
But I wanted to thank you for your time, and I, you know, just was wanting to see what you had thought of the two service people.
Nah, I wish I had seen that. I didn't. Like I said, I caught chunks because we were with other people. But maybe I'll go online and find it. I'm sure it's there. I appreciate it, Barry.
Thank you, and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Everybody's in a good mood today because the weather is unbelievable. Hello, Greg. How are you?
Yes, sir. How you doing? Miss you over the weekend.
Greg, did you call in another show earlier today?
No, sir, I did.
Tell the truth, Greg.
I'm telling the truth. I ain't called nobody today.
There's a guy who called in this station on an earlier show, and I'm telling you, I could have sworn it was you. Raise your right hand right now.
I'm a cat driver, so a lot of stuff goes on. What was the topic about? Who was on? Oh, yeah, it was me.
You did. And that's okay. We're not going to disown you or anything, but I kind of wanted you just for us, you know?
Oh, man.
I can do that because I guess like I get in more when you all have me on hold.
We're very possessive. And, well, we are. And we get somebody really neat like you, and we think, well, he's ours. But it's a free country. You ever heard that before?
I understand. You still have an offer for me to be on there to talk about the cab stuff one day?
I told you, you name it. You come in, we'll do that. And maybe we'll save it for spring or whatever, but we'll do it. What can we do for you today?
I just wanted your opinion about what Pujols did Friday. You know, when the game was over and he decided to go home, him and the four other players left. And everybody has got mixed reviews about that. And I just want to know, I just wanted you to know.
I'll tell you why I don't have an opinion, because, and we don't talk a lot about baseball. I'll talk about the national anthem, and I'll talk about how the president's pitch went. It was unbelievable. But as far as how a player performs or how he reacts or his actions after a game or with the press, I don't think I'm qualified. And I really don't have a personal opinion one way or the other. I don't think that he was wrong. He should have talked to the press. I don't have an opinion, because I don't know what that feels like. I will tell you that I don't understand it, because I don't understand how a guy could feel so badly about doing something when you take the balance scales and what he did that was positive so far outweighs his mistakes. I don't know that, but that's what makes him, I guess, special, is that he just, he can't accept and is unhappy, that unhappy with himself. And maybe he's smart. He knows better than to go before the microphones and the cameras and lose it or do something or say something stupid. He's better off to not go, because when you're that mad at yourself, you might hear a stupid question and react in a way you'll be sorry for. Because
you're
if somebody
right.
says, Albert, how do you feel about that, that error that caused him? He might just go, you got to be kidding me. That's the dumb. How would you feel, you dumb, stupid moron, if you did it? And you know, and he may know that's possible. So maybe this is the smarter way to go, is take criticism for doing nothing rather than be criticized for losing it and lashing out or saying something stupid. That's the only, I guess, way that I could see where how you could justify it.
Well, point taken, and I'll leave you with this. I agree with you what you said last week about singing two different anthems during the game. One time was good enough. I agree with you 100%.
Well, I don't believe I said they shouldn't sing two. I kind of like the. I don't know. You must have. Somebody else must have said that. I like the seventh inning thing.
Really?
Yeah, that wasn't me.
Maybe it was JC. I gotta get myself right and do one station like you say. Do one
see,
program.
See,
like
now you're getting confused. That's mm-hmm. what happens wow. when you start calling two different shows. You got to pick your show and pick your family. And Greg, you're in our family. You're in our family. You can listen, but you call us. You save all your material for us. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Greg.
All right.
Yeah, I never said I didn't like the God Bless America thing.
And they started doing that.
I actually do.
After the 9/11 thing, and now they do it. They do it at every game.
Does it bother you?
Not just playoffs.
It doesn't
bother me.
They do it all during the season?
Yeah. Yeah, they do it all during the season,
that.
Too.
Look. There's a columnist for the Post who wrote a column about 2 weeks ago criticizing the towels. And basically saying that it was a stupid. You know what? To me, when you do that, you've just called all of those people in those seats stupid. There's a lot of those people that do that. So when you say it's idiotic, you just insulted all those people. They don't think it is, or they wouldn't do it, and they enjoy doing it. Whether I particularly like to see the towels or not is irrelevant. People do what they like to do, and things catch on that you don't understand. But if look, it's like camping. All right, I don't get camping. Not the way some people camp, where you wake up and you've got wet dew and moisture on you, and bugs have bitten you, and you smell like smoke, and the fire's been going all night, and you wake up and you stink, and you get home and you stink like a combination of the campground restrooms and the fire. And I don't know. Camping to me is like a $500,000 RV, okay, in some Florida Keys motorhome park. I don't get it. But I'm not going to criticize people who do, because there are hundreds of thousands of campers. I don't get NASCAR. But I'm not going to criticize people that go to NASCAR, because I'm insulting millions of people. I don't get it. I've been to a NASCAR race. I tried because of a friend of mine. I started learning names, the Wallace brothers. You know, I could name off some Kenny. There was another guy, Kenny Wallace, Rusty Wallace. Then you got to Gordon. And then I tried and tried and tried. And then I realized I'm not getting anywhere here. They're still driving around in a circle, and I'm just waiting for an accident. That's kind of it for me.
Right.
The
last
five
laps.
Four or five laps, that's all I care about.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make it bad or stupid just because I don't like it. So I like the seventh inning thing, and I don't. If people want to swing towels or foam fingers or whatever. Whatever they like to do, that's what they should do. One more call. We'll take a break. Hello, John. How are you?
Oh, not too bad, Frank.
What's going on?
Well, not a whole lot. I already got your answer from this because of something you said earlier, but did anybody else there watch the Cardinals postgame on Channel 2 Saturday night?
I did not. What did we miss?
One of the Cardinals coaches goes commando.
Really? Did you guys see
it? Yeah.
Did you guys see it?
No, I didn't.
Mm-mm. What happened?
Well, they were interviewing, I think it was Fernando Salas. It was after the network was over. It was the local guys. And he's standing in front of the coach's locker room. And all of a sudden, you see a body come across wearing a towel.
Well, why don't you say who it is?
Well, I'm not sure, but I think it was Duncan.
Oh.
Okay.
But then all of a sudden, the towel's gone.
Oh. So he really? Wasn't commando. Commando means pants with no underwear. He didn't even have pants or underwear.
Went on.
So they showed on Channel 2 Duncan's wiener?
No. Back shot.
Oh.
It was a, like I said, they were talking, and it was an interview going on, and it was over this guy's left shoulder in the background, and just, you couldn't help but notice it because you're sitting there trying to pay attention to what he's saying, and all of a sudden, you're getting mooned.
I got to tell you, if I were an athlete and they wanted to come back there with cameras, I'd probably, if I were really well in doubt, I'd drop that
just
thing.
Walk around.
And act like it was an accident just so the chicks that are watching can know what I'm carrying.
I think I saw it was a football game that happened, and they were showing the coach in the locker room after the game, giving the team a real good speech. And sure enough, there was a guy standing there, not a stitch on. And I think they had it on for like a scene or two. Somebody had a...
Yeah. You only do that on purpose if you are, you know, something special.
Right.
John, thank you for the call.
No problem, man.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. No, I missed that. When he said going commando, commando actually means you're not wearing underwear. You have pants on, but no underwear.
But he didn't finish the story. He told me off the air that he said that he saw him put on pants without putting on any underwear. He just put pants on.
Okay, so it was commando after the fact. American Equity Mortgage. There are three numbers in this phone number that I want to make sure you know, because if you mess these three numbers up, you might call somewhere other than where you meant to call. 314-878-9999. American Equity Mortgage has told, well, I know they've told you for 20 years, because for 20 years I have been fortunate enough to speak for American Equity Mortgage wherever I happen to have been working, and in the last 20 years that would have been two places, here and on Market Street. And for 20 years, I know for a fact, they have told people, you know, your parents used to say, I've talked till I'm blue in the face. Or I had a teacher used to say, I wish I could just, and this is, you know what, this is cruel. Now she'd go to jail. She said, I wish I could just drill a hole in your skull and pour the knowledge in. That's what she used to say.
Wow,
man.
Well, you're going to have to pay attention. I can't drill a hole in your skull and pour it in. Oh, man, she was mean.
I like that, though.
Yeah.
Mrs. Brewster, she always said that. I can't drill a hole in your skull. Well, they have talked. They're not blue in the face yet, at least not that I can tell. And they're going to continue, and they're going to keep drilling it into you that one of the smart things you can do to get yourself, if not completely out of this economic rut, it's a start, is to get those credit cards paid off. Nobody benefits from paying the minimum payment every month. You may benefit for a month or two, and I get that, and so do they. And if you have to bridge until you can find a way to pay them off, fine. But if you have equity in your house, and that equity would allow you to pay off those credit cards, you tell me which makes more sense, borrowing money at 18% interest or 4% interest. That's a no-brainer, and that's really what you're talking about here. So if you have a home, if you're a homeowner, talk to them about bill consolidation. Talk to them about a home equity loan. It's the smart thing. What's that thing, a commercial where they end it with, it's the right thing to do? Wasn't there something that used to end that way? It's the right thing to do. Well, this is the smart thing to do. I know that beef was, it's what's for dinner. And I can't do it like Sam Elliott. But this is the smart thing to do. And nobody will disagree with that, paying off those credit cards. You have a home, you have equity, check into it. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or again, 314-878-9999.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, you're running slow on eastbound 70 now from Grand to the Edward Jones Dome. Southbound 270, that's slow from Ladue down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 70, a little heavy between 370 and Mid-Rivers Mall Drive. And in North County, starting to build some more volume now right around Lindbergh through North New Florissant. And this traffic report is brought to you by Constant Contact. Want your marketing plan to be as stress-free as the open road? Constant Contact combines the power of email marketing and social media to give your small business the tools and coaching that you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Visit ConstantContact.com to get started today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is John Shane, Mr. Fix-It. Let's face it, our front door isn't the most used door in the house. It's our garage door. The best folks in town to have our garage door fixed is Overhead Door of St. Louis. They have service from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, Saturdays from 8 to 6. They have same-day service if you call before 2. They service all brands of garage doors and openers. Appointments are scheduled within a 4-hour time frame, so you don't have to wait around all day like some companies make you do. They have emergency service 24/7, 365 days a year. Their trucks are like rolling warehouses, with most parts to give them the ability to fix most jobs in just one trip, which will save you money. Ask them about their preventative maintenance program available to extend the life of garage doors, and that's to maintain up to 3 garage doors in any house. They've been in business since 1926. That's Overhead Door of St. Louis. Give them a call, 314-781-5200, or look them up on the web at ohdsdl.com. That's Overhead Door of St. Louis.
If I could, and I guess I could, could give all of you my address. I could say, grab a pen, I'll give you my address. You come by, drive by my house, look at my gutters, look at my gutter helmet. Let me think about that. I might do that. Nah, I don't think I'll do
that. About?
But seriously, it's on the Facebook page, as is a new picture of me we'll talk about later that Peon put on there for me. But for now, we're going to talk about gutter helmet and how I'm not kidding when I tell you that I used to avoid looking at the gutters because for years I knew when I looked up I was just going to be disgusted with what I saw, and I knew that it meant a phone call to somebody with a ladder and another bill because it was 3-4 times a year. It was spring, in the fall, and in the winter, have the gutters cleaned. Now, thanks to Gutter Helmet,